Listen to the latest KFF Health News Minute. The KFF Health News Minute is available every Thursday via direct download or the RSS feed. KFF Health News will be on hiatus from Aug. 31 Sept 7. The next installment of KFF Health News Minute will publish on Sept 10. Aug. 28. Zach Dyer reads the week's news. Violence against hospital workers fuels calls for mandatory staffing rules, plus tips on how to find a clinical trial. Aug. 27. Catherine Houghton Catherine reads the week's news. A wristband with the words "I gave birth" could be a life-saving tool for new moms, and many homeless people will have to prove they're working to stay on Medicaid. Aug. 20. Ariel Zients reads the week's news. Pediatricians try to persuade more parents to vaccinate their kids amid measles outbreaks. Plus, how hospital monopolies drive up costs for patients and insurers. Aug. 13. Rachel Spears reads the week's news. Many people with disabilities fear that a new Justice Department legal opinion could roll back protections that have given them access to in-home care. Plus, some cities are using 911 to respond to mental health distress calls with mobile crisis teams instead of police. Aug. 6. Catherine Houghton reads the week's news. Some older adults are seeking roommates to help them age in place. Plus, doctors say they shouldn't be the ones determining if someone is too sick to comply with Medicaid's new work rules. July 30. Zach Dyer reads this week's news. Health insurance companies promise to make it easier to get doctor-ordered care, but patients are still waiting. Plus, a common surgery might not be the best way to solve knee pain. July 23. Jackie Fortier reads this week's news. Coverage disruptions can have fatal consequences when switching health plans. Plus, more states are shaming employers that use your tax dollars to cover health costs for their low-income workers. July 16. Sam Whitehead reads the week's news. Some health plans are pocketing their enrollees' drug discounts, while many Affordable Care Act insurers want to raise rates by double digits next year. July 9. Rachel Spears reads the week's news. When babies receiving infant formula allegedly get sick or die, what happens next is largely up to the companies that make it. Plus, abortions continue to rise 4 years after the overturning of Roe v. Wade. July 2. Jackie Fortier reads the week's news. More Americans than ever are surviving cancer and face lingering mental health issues. Plus, tips to get your health insurance company to pay for a GLP-1 drug. June 25. Zach Dyer reads the week's news. The U.S. is getting its first new sunscreen ingredient in decades. Plus, at-home cancer tests have their limits. June 18. Catherine Houghton reads the week's news. New rules that require millions of Americans to work to access Medicaid are stricter than many expected. Plus, the Federal Family and Medical Leave Act protects many people's jobs, but there's a big catch. June 11. Sam Whitehead reads the week's news. More Americans are getting access to physician-assisted suicide as states legalize the practice. Plus, hundreds of people allege medical neglect in ICE detention centers. June 4. Ariel Zients reads the week's news. For some older adults, the risks of certain preventive screenings might outweigh the rewards. Plus, cost spikes for Obamacare plans have consumers seeking cheaper health coverage, which is often less comprehensive. May 28. Jackie Fortier reads this week's news. Suicide prevention experts argue that improving Americans' financial well-being could save lives. Plus, the Trump administration proposes looser artificial intelligence safeguards to speed innovation in healthcare.